This room hosts several works by Galileo Chini, ones that can help the visitor to savor some of the most important themes in his oeuvre, characterized by unmistakable iconographies. Maidens lost in dreams portrayed in supple and graceful positions, their long, flowing hair often decorated with floral compositions. Sensitive to the artistic sentiment of the time, Chini captured fully the revolutionary spirit of the new language. Although he remained faithful to tradition, he elaborated a personal style and experimented with bold and innovative forms. The lines of the past in his hands became sinuous ones and embodied the modern spirit of Art Deco. He was intrigued by the chance to embrace several fields of everyday life, spreading beauty to every level of society, and eliminating any inequality between the major and the minor arts. He also introduced Austrian and German geometricizing stylistic features. But at the same time, he was drawn to Oriental art and the mystery of places that for him were not at all distant. However, during a journey to Thailand, he forescored the King of Siam's throne hall in Bangkok. His was a significant presence at the expositions, redeeming Italy's contribution, that of a country that until then had continued to hold on to its artisanal production. And he did so not only thanks to the high quality of his work, which was aligned with international taste, but also because he transformed his small family-run factory into a flourishing and lively industrial company, known as the Fornaci di San Lorenzo, whose focus was on new productive technique and the revival of forms and decoration in modern taste. Spring, which has always been an allegory for rebirth and light, became a theme aimed at renovating outdated academic traditions.